In the name of the Father, to the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the beginning of Passiontide, a word which comes from, well, it actually comes from words indicating the reality of suffering. But it indicates more than that, the fact that human beings are able to feel all sorts of feelings. Passions, in other words, joy, fear, exaltation, despair, all sorts of things. These are the things which really make us human. They make us more than stones on the ground. In fact, we say to somebody, you know, after somebody, that he's like a stone if we feel that he doesn't feel anything. And we regard that as being less than human. We are certain that to feel things is the way things should be. Except that I find that a bit difficult sometimes. I would rather not feel things, or rather I would like to select the feelings that I feel. Calm and bright would be the words that would go very nicely for what I should like to be. Calm and bright, always hovering about 6 inches off the ground, untroubled by absolutely anything. And of course I used to achieve this in my days of fighting with alcohol, let me tell you. It was quite good for things like it, and pethidine is absolutely wonderful for it. Although you don't so much float over the ground, you sort of sink into a hole in it. But unfortunately, it isn't just quite like that. But people think it should be like that. People think that we should be actually rather less than human. That godly people don't really have feelings. Godly people are polite and correct and nice and self-controlled and so on. So Jesus must come as an awful disappointment to these people. And indeed, he did come as an awful disappointment to his contemporaries because he was a passionate man. He was a man of great feeling. He cried, he wept, I assume he laughed, he made funny remarks. He was exceptionally human, and he wasn't much liked by the ecclesiastical establishment for it. They thought it was very wrong that he should go around having a good time, especially when he went around having a good time with people that you and I wouldn't want to see in our religious establishment at all, any more than the Pharisees wanted to see them in our religious establishment, in their religious establishment rather. So the business of being human is something that we want to manage. The business of being a person is something that we want to manage. And we particularly want to manage other persons or other people's attempts at being human. We want them to be controlled. We want their passions to be the way they should be. When I used to go years and years ago to the cinema with my late father, I used to find some things funny that he didn't. Quite a lot of things funny that he didn't. And I would laugh uproariously. And I'd get told off for it. I get an elbow in my ribs. This was not the way to behave. You do not do this. You do not scream and yell and shriek and carry on. You behave decently, properly and nicely. And I always remember the magnificent example of Sir Michael O'Dean, who was Her Majesty's the Queen's private secretary at one point, who was met by a journalist not far from where he lived. And the journalist said, of course, he was a perfect gentleman, but he did give the slight impression of wanting to move on a bit. And eventually he said, I do hope you'll forgive me, but I've just learned that my house is on fire. And when the journalist said, oh, well, you know, he said, I wouldn't trouble you, but it's part of St. James's Palace. So I think that can be taking things a little too far in terms of gentle restraint. So it is very odd that the Lord Jesus Christ is a person not at all like Sir Michael O'Dean. He would have not made a good private secretary to Her Majesty. He was far too given to letting his feelings be seen and known. And he had feelings, real feelings, that got remarked on from time to time. Anger and sorrow and all sorts of things. And I personally have found that a little bit dangerous, or a little bit threatening, very difficult. I prefer the Buddha, hovering 6 inches above the ground with a beatific smile on his face at all times. This is the sort of person you can deal with. You know that it doesn't matter what you're like, they're always going to smile sweetly at you like this and accept everything you do and say, perhaps with a little tut-tut here and there, but they're not going to react to it strongly. They're going to let you get on with it. And I don't like people who react to me strongly, unless, of course, it's overwhelming and mindless admiration. I don't mind that. But by and large, I find people's reactions to me can often be quite threatening. And perhaps you do too. and perhaps you would like. Perhaps that's what we've done to God. We've sort of put him in cotton wool and said he's an old dear hovering around upstairs and not much problem to anybody. Or we've gone to the opposite extreme and said, God is going to send you to hell, da-da-da-da, this kind of stuff. And in fact, neither of these will do. God, apparently, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, manages the impossible. He manages to be fully human without rejecting other humans in the process of being fully human. We want other people to make us feel safe. We don't necessarily want them to be the way they actually are. We want them to be the way we would like them to be. And that makes us feel safe, and it's good for us, and we're all right, and so on. So one of the enormous difficulties of our religion is that it requires of us a kind of paradox. It requires that we really should be who we are. That we should be fully aware of our passions, our desires, our feelings. These are part of who we are. We're made like this, but also recognize that this can be dangerous. It can be dangerous for other people, and we can feel threatened by the sheer humanity of other people. Indeed, we can feel threatened by our own humanity. And we can see how the Pharisees and those who went along with them were very threatened by the humanity of Jesus Christ. He wasn't a person who was sort of saying, well, that's all right, you know, it's not very good, no, but I don't like